Welcome to the Mindset Go podcast. I'm your host, Brandon. In each episode, we'll discuss a topic that I hope will help us become the best versions of ourselves through improving our overall mindsets. Let's get into the podcast. What up, gang? Welcome to the first episode of the Mindset Go podcast. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to get right into things. We're going to start it off with a brief intro, just giving you guys a little bit about myself, why I wanted to start this podcast, and what I hope to accomplish with this podcast. And then we're going to get right into the topic of discussion. All right, so I currently live in a small town here in Texas, not too far from Houston, with my wife Ivana and our dog Charlotte. Me and my wife have been married for 10 years, 10 beautiful years, and she also serves as my co-producer on this podcast. Shout out to my baby. I currently work in the banking field, where I've done so for the last 11 years, and I'm a certified paralegal. My hobbies include sports and pretty much anything outdoors I love to do. But yeah, that's me in a nutshell. And I started this podcast to bring about motivation, self-help, control, understanding, and accountability, and just changing our overall mindset for the better. My goals are to help people grow, and by people, myself included, just by changing our mindset and just seeing how that can help us prevail in a number of different areas. I want us to understand our worth and mainly how to use our worth. Mental health isn't really talked about a lot in our community. So that's another thing I wanted to do, is actually just discuss mental health and the capabilities of our mental, whether good or bad, that it can have on our lives. So yeah, that's kind of why I wanted to do this podcast, just to kind of bring about awareness and help not just myself, but others included, improve on our mental stability and mental growth. With that being said, let's get into our topic of discussion, which I've titled Too Easy. And in that, we're going to briefly go over a study or a study that was conducted by Carol Dweck. She's a psychologist and a professor at Stanford, and she specializes in social and developmental psychology. In this study, she based it on praise. Again, this study is based on praise, and what she did is she took 400 students from across America and gave them a test, a fairly easy test, and then she separated the students into two groups, one that was praised on their intellect, and the other group that was praised on their ethic, and by that, the intellect group, she praised them, you know, you guys are so smart, you must be real talented, dang, you're a genius, you know, you did so well. And then the other group, she praised on their ethic by saying, man, you must have worked really hard, you put in a lot of effort, you put your best foot forward, great job, good work, great effort. You know, we love to see stuff like that. After praising these two groups, they were given the options for another test. This next test, they were given option one, a harder test with the opportunity to learn and grow. Option two, an easier version, and they'll likely do well on it. Out of the intellect group, 67% chose the easier version. Took the easy way out, if you want to look at it that way. Out of the work ethic group, 97% chose the harder version. And Carol goes on to describe this as the child or adult hears, oh, you think I'm brilliant. Oh, you think I'm talented. That's why you value me or admire me. So I better not do nothing to screw that up. I better not do nothing to disprove that or look like a fool in your eyes. So I'm going to take the easier route. As opposed to the other group, the work ethic group, they focus on the strategies they use, the way they're stretching themselves and taking on hard tasks. So it's more so the process. If you're a Sixers fan, I'm not talking about Joel Embiid, but the process of growth. They tend to feel, if I don't work hard on things and stick to them, then I'm not going to grow. So with that being said, and taking that into consideration, she gave all the kids a difficult test, one that they'd likely fail, but she just kind of wanted to see how they would approach this test, how they would handle the difficulty of this test, kind of like how we would handle difficulties in our everyday lives. Anyways, as a result, the work ethic group worked harder and longer, and some even enjoyed the test, while the other group grew increasingly frustrated and even gave up early. They were then given another test, very similar to the first test, and the group that was praised on their intellect actually did worse, with their average scores decreasing by 20%. The work ethic group, their scores increased by 30%. So with this study, I just want us to see or us to understand that it's not about the talent. It's not about praising someone based on how smart they are, but more so praising the work ethic. So I encourage you to praise your kids, your spouse, and your workers, or even yourself. Focus on not how smart or how talented you may be, because you can always be one up. There's always going to be someone smarter than you or someone more talented than you, but there may not be someone that works as hard as you. So if you focus on praising yourself or praising your kids based on how hard they work, then they're less likely to fall into a fixed mindset. And by that, I mean they're less likely to, in the future, when faced with a difficult situation, give up, throw in the towel, or feel like they're not worthy, as opposed to when that difficult situation comes around, they're going to put in more effort. They're going to put their head down and keep going, keep working hard. So again, I encourage you not to praise yourself on how smart you think you were or how great you think you did on something else when you worked hard on it no matter how the result turned out. You put in effort no matter how you think you may have failed or how someone else may think you have failed. You put in effort, you put in work, and if you continue that, you're only going to get better, as opposed to thinking you're just the bee's knees or the shit, as we say. Think you're the hardest worker on the block and that's only going to improve. So I chose the study just as an example, just for a way for us to see how easy it is, just based off of something that we tell our kids or that we tell ourselves, to fall into the trap of thinking we're not good enough in the future or good enough for this job or good enough for the difficult times that we're facing, as opposed to looking at, hey, I've been putting in this work this long. I've been putting in this work for 32 years. I can continue. I just need to up my ante and keep going, keep grinding it out, as opposed to giving up and throwing in the towel. it's too easy for us to develop this mindset just based off of something as little as thinking we're the smartest or the most talented. We're the hardest working. Always realize the effort that you're putting in. I encourage you to not think that you're the best, but the hardest working. Like I said before, there's many situations where someone's going to one-up you as far as talent goes. If you look at singing or acting or dancing or whatever the case may be, there may be someone better than you, but they do not work as hard as you. Please recognize the work that you've been put in, the work that you have put in, and the work that you can put in. Know that you can continue to work hard, and I encourage you to work harder. That concludes our topic of discussion today. If you found this in the least bit helpful, please like, share, and subscribe to my podcast. If you have any comments, I'm, of course, open to anything. Again, this is the first episode, so it's only up from here. If you have any questions or comments, please shoot me an email at msgpod229@yahoo.com. Again, that's msgpod229@yahoo.com. I appreciate you all for listening, and I will see you on the next episode.